Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The effort to bring casinos to Massachusetts takes center stage on Beacon Hill today. After months of quiet negotiations with Governor Patrick, legislative leaders today somewhat unexpectedly introduce a new bill that calls for three casinos and one slot machine parlor. The Boston Globe reports lawmakers worked with Patrick on the plan, as it was the governor who torpedoed gambling last year. To talk about what's next, we speak now with Kyle Chaney of the State House News Service. Good morning, Kyle, and thanks.
Of course. Good morning, Bob.
Kyle, what should we make of the fact that these negotiations pretty much been kept under wraps up on Beacon Hill? Only a few key lawmakers in the know.
Few is even maybe an overstatement. Really just a handful at best. Speaker, the Senate President, and the Governor have acknowledged having talks behind closed doors, maybe their budget chairs joining them. But it's been very under wraps for months, including even this apparent release that is expected later today of the bill. Happened with very little knowledge of even members of the committee working on the legislation. So it's more of a continuation of that secretive process that opponents have really been really raised their hackles a bit, because it's hard to track what's going on.
Why was it so secretive?
I think the issue is that last session the expanded gambling really dominated the agenda, took all the oxygen out of Beacon Hill, and clogged up the pipeline for a lot of other important legislation. I think the leaders have said we want to go back to expanded gambling, but we don't want it to be this lengthy, drawn-out process that blocks everything else. So their idea was to streamline their negotiations behind closed doors and not let it become this public spectacle.
If the proposal is as it seems, three casinos, one slot parlor, do you rate its chances well?
Absolutely. I mean, the bill last year overwhelmingly passed the legislature with three casinos and two slot parlors. So it seems like the votes will be there. The issue and the sticking point was really with the governor, who had a very big problem with two slot parlors geared at the state's current and former racetracks, because he felt they were no-bid licenses to track owners. So if they go with one slot parlor, that may be a move to mollify the governor's concerns, which would really increase the bill's chances of passing.
So you think both sides have given a little bit, from two slot parlors to one, and Governor Patrick may be accepting one slot parlor?
The governor has said as much. He very recently made a media appearance in which he said, absolutely, I would take one. If it gets us to a bill, I would accept one competitively bid slot parlor. And I think if that's the way this bill looks, that's a pretty good sign that that's where they've decided to go.
So are casinos and one slot parlor almost a done deal?
In the broader sense, yes. It looks like there's a lot of fine print they're going to have to work through, the oversight, the tax rate on casinos, how they're going to be dispersed regionally around the state. So it looks like there's a lot of key details that are yet to be understood if they're in this bill.
And I would imagine that gambling opponents this morning are saying, well, okay, but we're only just gearing up.
Exactly. I think this is by no means going to be a quiet or a simple attempt to get it to the governor's desk.
Kyle Chaney is with the State House News Service. Debate on this new gambling legislation is expected to take place starting next month.